overcast day here at the Vermilion County Fair in Indiana. I'm Brennan Easter, live for WITY in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here, and I have Finn and Cooper talking about their experiences with the Vermilion County Fair. Now, hey Finn, I hear that you do some work with swine.
Yes, I do.
Are you raising any of your own?
We raised some in March, and we worked our way down to the county fair.
Okay. So, is this your first show, or have you done this in the past?
This is my first year in 4-H.
It's your first year in 4-H, and it's also your first year showing off an animal then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yes.
How confident are you in your swine? You think you're going to win anything?
Yes. Yesterday, I got second place in the open show.
You got second place in the open show. Nice. So walking out of here with some hardware on your first day, right?
Yes.
Must feel pretty nice. So what got you into raising swine in the first place?
Our family grew up with cows and sheep, and we know a lot of people that do swine, and we just thought it'd be a good opportunity to do swine.
How exciting. So kind of just expanding your fields, broadening their horizons, seeing if you can get anything else under your belt in terms of experience, right?
Yes.
Are you showing off your swine anywhere else this year?
We went before the county fair to Sullivan, Indiana to show in their swine open show.
Did you get anything over there?
I got third place in the heavyweight class.
Oh, not bad, not bad. So already getting yourself a nice reputation for your swine. Is that the only place you're showing? It's just Vermilion County and then you're done for the year, or are you going anywhere else?
We will be heading to Georgetown, Illinois to do some swine shows.
Okay, well, best of luck to you there, and thank you for talking to me. Additionally, I have Cooper Bowling, who said that his grandparents are currently working with the swine. Do you know how long they've been doing that?
I think 30 years.
30 years, wow, so lots of experience. Have you done any help with them, or do you just go to the fair for fun?
I just go to the fair for fun.
Okay. I know that later tonight that there's a parade happening. Are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
Have you been to the parade before?
Yes.
What's it like?
They throw candy, and if they throw out candy to you, you try to get it.
They're throwing out a bunch of candy. Okay. I remember going to parades back home, and that's what they did. Do they walk some animals around there at the parade as well?
No.
No? Okay. Do you know anyone who's participating in the parade?
Yes.
Who?
Finn.
Finn? What's he doing in the parade?
He's going to do his club.
Finn, I'm going to come back to you for this one. What exactly are you showing off in the parade?
We are doing our 4-H Country Club parade, and we're going to, I'm assuming, do a trailer, and we're going to throw out candy for our Country Club parade.
You going to make sure to throw some candy towards Cooper?
Yes, I will.
Well, you better hope you got a good arm then, right? So, Cooper, coming back to you, what's your favorite part about the fair?
Seeing the animals.
All the animals. You have a favorite animal to look at?
Pigs.
Pigs. Going after your grandparents, huh? Did you get a look at Finn's pigs?
Yes.
What'd you think of them?
They're cool.
They're cool, huh? Well, boys, thank you so much for your time today. This was a great interview to have. And thank you again for listening to WITY, your home for the fair coverage here in Illiana.